1. It's time to visit with Coach Mitch Engel from the Johnson Brock Eagles. Last week celebrated homecoming in a big way, 66-0 over the Southern High Raiders. Coach, that's you put a goose egg on the scoreboard for the other team. That's great. You put 66 points on the board. That's fantastic. It must have been a fun night for the crowd that came to the game.
Yeah, no doubt. It was. You know, we knew that they were going to be a little bit shorthanded. They don't have as many guys as we do. You know, we're pretty deep.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they've got several, probably half of their players are freshmen. You know, I think they only have about 14 or 15 kids, and half of them are freshmen. And so they're out there, and it's tough for them. Overall, though, like you said, we came out, walked in, we executed at a high level. Anytime you put up 60 points and don't give up any, you know, you can say you dominated in the game. So I thought we really did. But execution-wise, we still had some few missed assignments, some penalties, you know, some bad snaps. Mm-hmm. And defensively, we played discipline, like I said, kept them out of the end zone, which is a great thing, but still things to improve upon. We can still tighten up on reads and tackling, and we're still tackling too high at times. And but overall, yeah, great effort, great focus. For homecoming, winning big, there's not much better than that. So came away with the win and went 1-0 last week, and hopefully we can keep that going.
Mm-hmm. And as a coach, you like to find something to coach on this week, right?
Yeah, no doubt. You got to find – I mean, even winning 66-0, again, we weren't perfect. On offense there, it was 38-0 right before half, and we were making a drive, and it was 1st and 10 on their, like, 20-yard line. And then here we know it sooner or later. I mean, eventually it's 4th down and goal from their 26. And that's going to be hard to convert against anybody, you know, let alone the way the game was going. But we didn't convert. And so that was a bad snap, you know, missed blocks and poor execution on up front on the line and some missed assignments. And so always stuff that we can clean up and improve upon. But overall, like I said, great effort and focus throughout the week, and definitely came out locked in, and we won the game. So that's what matters in the end.
Yep, 2-1 on the season now. 124 points up on the board for Johnson Brock, I think, the last 2 weeks. The offense seems to be humming along. As they say, things are going to pick up a little bit this week again with Johnson County Central getting ready for the T-Birds. They're a pretty solid football team, it looks like.
Yeah, no doubt. They're undefeated. You know, they haven't given up a lot of points. They played Southern the week before we did, but this last week coming off a shutout win. So that's obviously very good for them. And anytime you're playing an undefeated team, and I'm not from here, so I don't know the rivalry, I guess, but I know everybody talks about it being a rivalry. So that makes everybody's going to be even that more fired up for the game. So we absolutely got to be ready. You know, last year we had a really good game against them and ended up coming away with the win late. And so definitely going to be a big game and one that we got to be ready and prepared for going in.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't get to see them last week when they played Sacred Heart, but it sounds like they are kind of if there's such a thing as an old-style football team anymore. Coach Hunt kind of likes to run that football, and that's kind of old-style anymore.
Yeah, it is. I mean, they'll come out in the I formation. They'll run it right at you. You know, we've seen EMF that does very similar stuff. But JCC, what they do, I mean, quarterback Swanson kid, they run that play action, boot pass, you know, flood concepts or whatever, and they throw the ball very well, you know. So not just a run out of the eye, and they spread you out a little bit, but they definitely are a more heavy run eye formation team, which definitely is considered old school nowadays. I grew up in that, obviously, so I don't know if I've fully considered old school yet, but it is, but it still is, you know. It's rare to see, especially with just the way the game is spread out and the more athletes you get on the field and everything. But yeah, they will run it right at us out of the eye, so we got to be ready.
All right. Well, Coach, we'll call it good for the coaches show this week. We'll talk to you in the pregame on Friday night.
All right. Thanks a lot.
You can hear Johnson Brock take on Johns County Central Friday night coming up on Sunny 101.3.